This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, but not a great day for unity. Not much of it on display. Not among Republicans on Capitol Hill. Not among the House of Representatives. The debate on impeachment rages on. We will go to it directly in just a moment because it is fascinating. There have been some notable speeches, some notable because they are exactly the wrong tone, some notable because they are exactly the right tone, even if they're wrong in substance. And what is the substance? The substance is that I think it's unfortunate that we are placed in this situation of a second impeachment crisis. It didn't go well the first time. It's not going to go well this time. This is not what the country should want. It's not what I don't believe Joe Biden wants. And yet, there is an ongoing desire and an ongoing debate about some things that really do matter. Let's go to the House floor. They have only a few minutes left. They may be proceeding, finishing the debate and proceeding to a vote within the hour. Let's go directly to the House floor live where they're debating the impeachment of President Donald John Trump.
I urge my colleagues to vote against impeachment of our sitting President Donald J. Trump. You can tell the American people that this is a vote to impeach upon the grounds of inciting violence and insurrection, but the American people see a double standard. They see a standard implied to those on the left who commit violence, and they see a standard to those applied to the right who commit violence. The American people see this, and they understand it. I've been here all of 1 week, and what I see instead of lawmakers who are truth seekers, I see lawmakers who are power seekers. And that's never good. Never good. What a shame. What a shame. The American people are watching to see how their elected officials respond at this moment in history. Will you vote to mend or will you vote to further divide this country? I'm urging you to use this opportunity to be the leaders the American people are seeking for such a time as this. God help us as a nation, and I pray that God will keep his hand upon the greatest nation that the world has ever seen. I yield back.
The gentlewoman yields back. The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve his time.
We do, Madam.
The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker, how much time do we have, please?
The gentleman from New York has 9 1/4 minutes.
9 1/4 minutes.
And
yes.
Ohio has 8 minutes. The gentleman from Ohio.
Well, we just heard a
gentleman from New York.
God's hand.
Thank you,
America.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 30 seconds to the distinguished gentleman from North Carolina, Mr. Butterfield.
The gentleman from North Carolina is recognized for 30 seconds.
Madam Speaker, President Trump's incitement to violently overturn the results of a free and fair election is an attack on our rule of law. Any president, any member of Congress who obstructs the Electoral College or attacks judges and the court system where there's no evidence to support their contentions undermines the public's trust and confidence in the judicial process. How do my Republican colleagues expect ordinary citizens to respect and trust the courts in civil and criminal matters all across this country? Think about that as you make this decision. Vote yes.
The gentleman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York wishes to reserve. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Madam Speaker, we reserve.
The gentleman from Ohio reserves. The gentleman from New York.
Madam Speaker, I yield 30 seconds to the distinguished gentlelady from California, Ms. Roybal Allard.
The gentlewoman from California is recognized for 30 seconds.
Madam Speaker, I take no joy in voting to impeach President Trump. But this president has blood on his hands in the wake of this attempted coup. The fact remains no president of the United States is above the law. and this president has sadly violated his oath to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. As members of Congress who have taken that same pledge, it is our duty to take this action and impeach this unfit and dangerous president. I yield.
Gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York wishes to reserve. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Madam Speaker, we reserve.
The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 30
Another
seconds.
Democratic Speaker.
To the gentleman from California, Mr. Khanna.
The gentleman from California is recognized for 30 seconds.
No fit object of redress by mob law. But we must recognize that our hard work begins to address the real grievances and despair in left-behind communities. To be worthy of this capital that we hold sacred, to fix our broken windows and broken communities, let's finally commit to investing trillions in creating good jobs, in health care, in education and infrastructure for communities and places that are hurting.
The gentleman yields back. The gentleman from New York reserves. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. We reserve.
The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 30 seconds to the distinguished gentlelady from Alabama, Ms. Sewell.
The gentlewoman, Ms. Sewell, is recognized for 30 seconds.
Madam Speaker, I rise today to support impeachment. I do so with a heavy heart and a lasting and searing memory of being in this gallery, the People's House, right up there, fearing for my life. And why? Because the President of the United States incited others to be violent, a mob of insurgencies in this House. It's unacceptable. It led to the killing of 5 Americans. Blood is on this House. We must do something about it. I ask that we move from stopping the steal to healing. But healing requires accountability. And everyone must be accountable. Who is that?
Gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York wishes to reserve.
To vote for impeachment.
The gentleman from New York wishes to
reserve.
The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Madam Speaker, I would yield 1 minute to the gentleman from Alabama, Mr. Moore.
The gentleman from Alabama is recognized for 1 minute.
Madam Speaker, I'm fairly new here. Actually, this is my first floor speech. But I rise to oppose this impeachment. You know, I asked my staff this morning, I said, how many times in our nation's history have we impeached a president? Well, they said up until this president, only 2 times in our nation's history. So here we are, 7 days left in his first term.
That's right.
And we're going to impeach a president for what reasons? For what reasons? There have been no hearings. There have been no committees. We must defend the right and protect the process of impeachment. If we pursue this from now on, from this day forward, impeachment will always be a political process. I ask my friends across the aisle, they always talk about healing. Healing. How do we come together as a nation? Since 2016, there has been hashtags going around in our nation that said, not our president. Resist, resist. Members across the aisle have said things in public to have supporters of this president attacked and demeaned. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
And from Ohio wishes to reserve. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Okay, we will come back to this. They are wrapping up. That was Representative Barry Moore, new representative from Alabama, not Judge Roy Moore, who's also from Alabama. He's not in Congress. This is, look, it's one of those debates that is ongoing. There were some remarkable speeches by Republican members, one by Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader. I think he gave the best floor speech I've ever heard him give. And at the same time, there were people on the other side of the issue, members of Congress like Jamie Herrera Butler from the state of Washington, who is voting in support of impeaching President Trump. The difficulty here is the big argument for people who are voting for impeachment is, for what purpose? In other words, the president, it's about 160 hours that the president has left in office. Really, it's that little. And the impeachment trial It's now been announced by Mitch McConnell's office that they will not allow a hurry-up trial. The soonest it could possibly begin would be on the 19th of this month, which is a day before the inauguration. Most of the trial would have to occur after Biden becomes president. It would only hurt his presidency. And yet, on the other side, it's the idea that if he beats impeachment again, well, then what? We'll talk about it coming back on The Medved Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Go back live to the House floor. Representative Lee Zeldin, Republican of New York, is speaking. Listen.
into my colleague's remarks. To complete the record, if you want to make the president the first president to be impeached twice, well, we'll add something else to that. Thank you to the president for his efforts to defeat MS-13 in my district or to withdraw from the... Can I request 30 more seconds?
Fired. The gentleman yields an additional 30 seconds, did I hear correct?
Yes.
The gentleman has another 30 seconds.
Thank you to the president for his efforts to move the embassy in Israel to Jerusalem and recognize Israeli sovereignty over the Golan Heights and to take out Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and Qasem Soleimani, to eliminate the ISIS caliphate, to enter into the historic Abraham Accords, to have an economy this time last year that was stronger than I ever remember in my entire lifetime. Yeah, we'll complete the record. And in all fairness, as the president leaves 1 week from today, let's be honest about the double standards that exist inside of this chamber. And let's also be honest that this president
expired.
Did a lot to make
America
greater
than ever. The
gentleman's
time has expired. The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve.
I do. Thank you, Madam Speaker.
The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I now yield
Jerry Nadler, Republican, a Democrat from Manhattan.
I now yield 30 seconds to the distinguished gentleman from Illinois, Mr. Kasten.
What happens
the
if
gentleman's
we,
recognized for 30 seconds.
What happens if we get this wrong is written in Lincoln's second inaugural, when one party would make war rather than let the nation survive. On December 7th, on September 11th, we came together against an enemy from without, but on January 6th, we were attacked by an enemy from within. The president who would make war with malice for all and charity for none. We must come together in unity today against that domestic threat to our Constitution. The alternative is too unbearable to contemplate. We must impeach bipartisanly, unanimously, if you have a soul.
The gentleman from New York wishes to reserve. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Madam Speaker, we reserve.
The gentleman from Ohio reserves. The gentleman from New York.
Madam Speaker, I now yield 30 seconds to the distinguished gentlelady from Texas, Ms. Fletcher.
The gentlewoman from Texas is recognized for 30 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I rise today in support of the article of impeachment and in opposition to the gaslighting that is masquerading as debate in this chamber today. I was in this chamber when the president assembled and unleashed a mob to attack the United States Capitol and the United States Congress, the elected representatives of the people. By doing so, he incited an insurrection against our representative democracy itself. If that is not an impeachable offense, then what is? Thank you, Madam Speaker. I yield back.
The gentlewoman yields back. The gentleman from New York reserves. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Madam Speaker, we reserve.
The gentleman from Ohio wishes to reserve. The gentleman from New York is recognized.
I now yield 30 seconds. Distinguished gentlelady from Michigan, Ms. Klabe.
The gentlewoman from Michigan is recognized for 30 seconds.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In Michigan 13, we proudly speak truth to power, even in the face of a racist in chief. Those who incited an attack on the people's house do not get to talk about healing and unity. They have torn this country apart. They have stoked the fire and then handed the gasoline to Donald Trump. Dr. King once said, "True peace is not merely the absence of tension. It is in the presence of justice." Today, we must embody those words. And we must understand that peace must be centered in truth and action. We cannot sit, Madam Chair, sit idly by after a violent attempted coup and allow lies and hate to continue. Today, we stand up for our constituents who continue to be harmed by the
wishes to reserve the gentlewoman's
today
time has expired.
Donald Trump.
The gentlewoman's time has expired. The gentleman from New York wishes to reserve.
Three and three quarter minutes.
And the gentleman from New York has 3 3/4 minutes remaining.
That was, in fact, Rashida Tlaib from Detroit.
Four. And the gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I yield 1 minute to the gentleman from North Dakota, Mr. Armstrong.
The gentleman from North Dakota is recognized for 1 minute.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. What happened last Wednesday is an absolute tragedy. And not only are we part of dealing with it now, we were part of it then. But when emotions are frayed and tensions are this high, process matters more. It matters more now than it did before. And the reality is this. There are serious constitutional questions about these articles. And Donald Trump is going to be president until January 20th. And on January 20th, Joe Biden's going to become president. But I'll end with this. I'm going to vote against impeachment, and that's going to give me credibility at home with my base. You're going to vote for impeachment, and that's going to give you credibility at home with your base. It's easy to point at me and blame me. It's easy for me to point at you and blame you. But on January 21st, we're all going to be back here. So use that credibility. Go back and say, talk some hard truths to your people. I'm going to do it, and we need to do a better job. And with that, I yield back.
That was Representative Gentlemen. Kelly Armstrong. He is the single representative from the state of North Dakota, Republican. And what he said was exactly eloquent, it seems to me, and exactly on point. The real question about this impeachment is why now? And you could say it's because 1 week ago this horror happened and there has to be some kind of consequence for the president. To simply allow it to pass as, oh, this is just another excess on the part of Donald Trump, it's worse than that. And Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the whole House of Representatives, and now there are calls for her demanding her resignation from that post, she is in the House leadership. And she announced last night that she is voting for the impeachment resolution. And here's the statement she released. The statement she released said, the President of the United States summoned this mob, assembled this mob, and lit the flame of this attack. Everything that followed was his doing. None of this would have happened without the President. The president could have immediately and forcefully intervened to stop the violence. He did not. There has never been a greater betrayal, said Liz Cheney, Republican from Wyoming. There has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. I will vote to impeach the president. It's tough to find anything there to disagree with other than I will vote to impeach the president. What she says is undoubtedly true, and it's bizarre during some of this debate to hear some people on the other side denying it. But part of what the people on the other side are saying is also, what will the consequences of impeachment be? Will that, if the president is impeached, he doesn't need to be removed from office because they won't even get the trial done. They won't even vote till he's already out of office. The real desire here, and this is something that I want to get to as soon as we come back, the real desire is to make it impossible for the president to ever run for office again. And that's very explicit, even in the articles of impeachment, the article, single article of impeachment itself. So why is that not going to work, even if the Senate votes in their behalf? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't reconvene the Senate early to accept an article of impeachment, ensuring a trial won't take place until after President Trump leaves office. The House is continuing to debate a second impeachment of President Trump. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida saying,
"This president has faced unprecedented hatred and resistance from big media, big tech, and big egos from congressional leaders on both sides of the aisle. Before the rioters tore through that glass, Speaker Pelosi stood at that rostrum and tore through the president's State of the Union speech, inciting anger, resentment, division."
The Ohio State University is announcing a discovery of a new variant of the coronavirus. Researchers say this strain carries a mutation identical to the UK variant. You're listening to USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Republicans on the House floor are wrapping up their arguments against impeaching the president. It's not so much a defense of Trump as an opposition to impeachment. The whip on the House, Steve Scalise, is speaking. Let's go to him.
This is out of office. So let's keep that in mind. It will only serve to further divide a nation that is calling out for healing. Madam Speaker, many speakers today have invoked one of our nation's greatest leaders, President Abraham Lincoln. Maybe we should follow some of Lincoln's wisdom that he's imparted upon us in moments like this. As Abraham Lincoln was giving his second inaugural address in March of 1865, Lincoln issued us a challenge. This is what he said: "With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right, as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all our nations." Madam Speaker, in times like these, let us not reach out to our darkest demons, but instead, like Lincoln, seek the higher ground. May God bless this great United States of America. I yield back.
The gentleman from New York is recognized.
Madam Speaker,
We can have all this, but we have accountability too. I now yield our remaining time, 1 minute, to the distinguished majority leader of the House, Mr. Hoyer.
The majority of the leaders recognize for 1 minute.
Steny Hoyer of Maryland.
I thank the chairman for yielding. This is a troubled time, a sad time. It is a time where all of us have stood almost to a person and lamented the violence and the assault on this Capitol and the assault on democracy itself. It was right to do that. But this impeachment ought to be put in the perspective of what the Republican chair of the Republican conference said it was. She said the President of the United States summoned the mob, assembled the mob, and lit the flame of that attack. There has never been, she said, a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of this office, of his office, and his oath to the Constitution. That is why we are here today. That is why we are here today, just a week before that president, at the request of the American people, will leave office. And the issue is, what do we do? The 433 of us, I believe, who are here, do on behalf of the American people to respond to what Representative Cheney described happened on the 6th of January. A mob assembled by, summoned by, and then spoken to light the flame of the attack. To stop the steal. As we sat here, exercising our constitutional duty, and to his great credit, the Vice President of the United States following the Constitution of the United States of America. Notwithstanding the fact that he was opportune by the President not to do so. That mob sent by the President to stop the steal did so for a few hours. Not the steal, but the constitutional duty that we had. And so we ask ourselves, what do we do? What is our responsibility? What should we say in light of only the Civil War as an analogy? That doesn't mean there haven't been demonstrations in Washington before and demonstrations throughout this country before. But it is the first and only physical presence other than the 9/11 attack on this nation, which came from abroad and had a plane aimed at our Capitol Dome.
Okay, this was
this
not 9/11,
attack
and it wasn't
was not from abroad.
Leader Hoyer.
It was, as Liz Cheney said, summoned, assembled, and inflamed by the President of the United States of America, who, in Liz Cheney said words, that there has never been a greater betrayal by a President of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. I pride myself as a member of this Congress who for 40 years has worked in a bipartisan fashion with many of your leaders and do to this day. But are we to remain silent in the face of Liz Cheney's saying this was the greatest betrayal of the duty of the President of the United States in history? Are we to stand silent? Will we stand silent? Will we not stand up and say
the, this he is posing the idea that the only acceptable alternatives are standing silent
for four
or
years,
voting to remove the President of the United States for a few hours. That's Steny Hoyer. He is ramping up the case for the Democrats. By the way, the cake is baked. I mean, the impeachment resolution is going to pass. It's going to pass with some Republican votes. People guess there will be a minimum of five Republicans led by the chairman of the Republican Conference, Liz Cheney, but also including some surprising participants. But it will pass with all 218 Democrats, or pardon me, 220 Democrats, I think they have at this point. We will get to the final vote and more, and what does it mean, and where does one go from here? Well, where one goes ultimately is to the Senate. The Senate may take this up 6 days from now, and then the president is gone 7 days from now. There won't be a vote in the Senate for removal for quite a while. I mean, they could be 100 days after Biden takes office. And that's part of the problem with this entire process. They would have been so much better off if they had taken the advice of leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, and others, and gone for a censure resolution, which maybe could have passed with near unanimity, with overwhelming Democratic and Republican support. The president deserves censure. But the idea of voting impeachment right now, will this only provoke more violence? I'm not sure it does anything to discourage violence. There's a brand new statement from the president just an hour ago or so. We will get to that and more coming up as the House debates impeachment here on the Medved Show. Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Democratic leader in the House, Steny Hoyer, is just winding up his talk on the floor, summarizing the Democratic case for impeachment. We go back to the House floor. I think this is the last speaker. Listen.
The first to show our courage by standing up to President Trump. The question we must ask, who will be the last to find it? Senator McConnell, Representative Cheney, a number of other representatives who have spoken on this floor with great courage, Madam Speaker. Because there is much fear of Donald Trump. There's much fear of Donald Trump's tweets. There's much fear of Donald Trump's retribution for opposition. In my view, Donald Trump demands absolute loyalty and gives none in return. I hope others will join Liz Cheney. I hope others will be honest with themselves and with their constituents. As Liz Cheney was saying, there has never been a greater portrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. Don't dismiss that. She's the daughter of a vice president of the United States, who was the whip when I came to Congress. As she has taken a stand, I hope others will as well, Madam Speaker. Soon, the clerk will call the roll and ask for our votes. Make no mistake, this will be no ordinary roll call. This is about our country, our Constitution, and our democracy. These votes will be inscribed on the roll of history, a record of courage and of our commitment to country and Constitution, of our commitment to the rule of law and renewal of that which we inherited and hope to pass on, unbroken, unshattered. With just 7 days left in the president's term, this vote is not about timing. It is about principle and fidelity to our Constitution.
It concerns the clear and present danger facing our country, not only in these final days of the Trump administration, but in the weeks, months, and years that will follow. It is about the necessity to demonstrate to this generation and to future generations the duty we share to protect our democracy every single day. Do not pretend, my friends, that it was simply those who came into the Capitol, encouraged by our president to stop the steal at any cost. And by the way,
I think he's running
overtime. Vice President doesn't do my bidding and follows the Constitution, sweep him away. We know that this president would never emulate George Washington and give up his power for the good of our republic, even after losing an election. Somebody talked about a peaceful transition. There has not been a peaceful transition. I don't know what you're talking about. You're not living in the same country I am. It was just days ago that the president, after committing this terrible act, thought he had to admit that Joe Biden might, yes, be president of the United States. We know that this president neither recognizes norms nor reflects the rule of law. We know that this president is not a patriot. So I ask this House, who among us, Madam Speaker, will be recorded on the roll of history for their courage, their commitment, the Constitution, and their country? We do this today not for politics. We don't need this for politics. Georgia showed that. There was no mistake in this election. We do this today to preserve and protect this great democracy. We do it for the America we love, our America the Beautiful, whose founders' sacrifices we praise in song. O beautiful, for heroes proved in liberating strife, who more than self their
again,
country loved, and mercy more than life. Sadly, Madam Speaker, as our current president, the appropriate words would be, who less than self his country loved,
okay,
and victory
wrap it up,
more
Cindy.
Than truth. Vote for this, for America, for our Constitution, for democracy, for history. I yield back the balance of my time.
Steny Hoyer, a smattering of applause greeting Congressman Hoyer. He has been a longtime congressman from the state of Maryland. He is the majority leader in the United States House of Representatives. He is not expected to be the successor to Nancy Pelosi as Speaker, aside from the fact that until the events of the last couple of days, it had looked extremely likely that Republicans would gain control of the House in 2022. Now, at this point, there's something that Steny Hoyer did that it's just terrible. Basically suggesting that the only alternative available to members of the House of Representatives is either to vote for impeachment, which is an extraordinary drive and an extraordinary step to take. I mean, it's only happened four times in our history before, and it's actually only been voted three times in our history before. This would be the fourth successful impeachment of a president of the United States. And when I say successful, that means in passing articles of impeachment in the House, which you can do with just a majority. They only need the 218 votes. And then passing it on to the Senate. Now, unlike the prior impeachment, and Jason Riley wrote about this today in the Wall Street Journal, unlike the prior impeachment, there is a real possibility that there will be numerous Republicans, not just Mitt Romney, not just Mitt Romney and Lisa Murkowski, but several Republicans who will vote to remove the president from office, especially since he'll already be gone from office. They're voting right now. And the votes are coming in from Democrats and Republicans. There are three Republicans so far who are voting for the impeachment resolution, 53 Democrats. The resolution will almost certainly pass because the Democrats control the House and because at the moment, at least, there are no Democrats who are voting nay, and there are three Republicans who are voting yay. So in a closely divided House, that's the way the resolution goes. But it's a terrible, terrible decision. And it appears to have been Nancy Pelosi's own decision to push for impeachment rather than some other response. I agree with the Democrats and with most Republicans, by the way, that something had to be said. The Congress could not remain silent. But the way to do that is with a resolution of censure. We were talking about that yesterday with Professor Yu, John Yu of University of California, who was opposed to the impeachment, as I am, not on any substantive issue. I don't think anyone can really argue with the proposition that President Trump behaved extraordinarily irresponsibly. And by the way, today, his new statement that the White House just issued, and it's a very brief statement, I'll read you the whole thing unedited. He said, in light of reports of more demonstrations, I urge that there must be no, capital N-O, violence, no, capital N-O, lawbreaking, and no, capital N-O, vandalism of any kind. Good, appropriate. That is not what I stand for, and it is not what America stands for. I call on all, A-L-L, capitalized, Americans to help ease tensions and calm tempers. Also, good for you, Mr. President, that's right. Thank you. And that's it. Now, what he doesn't say here is it's very difficult because there are people who, in his name, in the name of defending his election landslide that he has claimed that he received, there are already people who are calling for armed demonstrations that are supposed to afflict every single state capital. And what President Trump did not issue in his statement is something about the peaceful transition of power and the forthcoming inauguration. Because Inauguration Day is when a lot of these demonstrations are actually planned. And the president's going to have to come out with a much stronger statement than this. We will give you all the very latest. Right now, the vote appears to be 80-73 in favor of the impeachment resolution. By the time we come back, we'll have a final vote from the House floor. We will bring that all to you and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our one-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.